Sam.
Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote in Orlando, Florida?
Yes.
All right. So are you registered to vote as like a Republican, Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
All right, thank you. So as things stand now, how often would you say you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say you always vote, almost always vote, usually vote, or only vote for president?
Always vote.
Always vote. All right, thank you. So would you please tell me your age? Or would you rather I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
I'm above 60.
Above 60? All right. So would that be like maybe, let's say, 50 to 64, 65 to 74,
yep,
or 75?
That'll work. That'll work.
65 to 74? That one?
No, the one below that.
All right, 50 to 64?
Yep.
All right, thank you. So in Florida, the media describes people either being as like maybe black or African-American, white, Hispanic, Asian, etc. So how would you describe yourself?
I'm Indian.
Indian, all right. Indian, all right. So generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Right direction.
All right. So sorry about that. So if the election for state senator were held today, would you say you're going to definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
Definitely Republican candidate.
All right. So now I'd like to get to know your impressions about some people and organizations that you may have heard of. And for each person that I read, if you could tell me if you either have a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you can't rate them or don't recognize them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Greg Pohl.
Don't know him.
All right. What about Rick Scott?
Wouldn't vote for him.
So would that be very unfavorable then?
Yes.
What about Donald Trump?
Would vote for him. Favorable.
All right. Very favorable then?
Yes.
All right. What about Planned Parenthood?
No comment.
All right. What about Walt Disney World?
Would not. Unfavorable.
Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very unfavorable.
The National Rifle Association.
Definitely for them.
All right, so very favorable then?
Yes.
All right, Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Anna Eskamani.
Don't know him.
Florida Power and Light, or FPL.
Midline.
All right. So, thinking about the job Anna Eskamani is doing as state representative, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
So, if the election for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to re-elect Anna Eskamani, probably vote to re-elect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new?
Definitely vote for somebody new.
All right. If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Donald Trump.
If the election for United States Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott and Republican Demi Mercosell Powell, for who would you vote for?
Not sure.
All right. So since you're not sure, who do you think you would lean towards voting for? Republican Rick Scott or Democrat Mercosell Powell?
Republican.
All right. If the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Republican.
All right. So as you may know, there will be an amendment to the Florida Constitution on the ballot, and one constitutional amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion, and this is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability, or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider.
Now, am I going through the whole election ballot here?
No. These are just questions to get to know your opinions, more specifically about certain candidates.
I'm not interested in all the amendments and everything else.
All right. Well, this is the only question we have about the amendments. So this is truly just this question. So, but as I was saying, this amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
No.
No? All right. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the state legislature to focus their attention on as of right now? And the list goes, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, creating jobs and improving wages, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, protecting our air and water, improving our public schools, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, lowering inflation, reducing the cost of insurance, making housing more affordable, passing common sense gun safety legislation, fighting crime, and protecting the public.
Getting rid of the illegals.
All right, so stopping the flow of illegal immigration?
Not soften, stop it.
Yeah, so stopping the flow of illegal immigration.
Yeah.
All right, and what would you say is the next most important issue?
Teachers' wages, schools.
All right. Well, there isn't really one that's specific to schools, but there is creating jobs and improving wages. So do you mean that one?
No, we don't need to increase wages.
All right. So do you think it's improving our public schools then?
And yes, public schools.
All right. Which of the following issues do you think is the most important for the local government to focus their attention on right now? And the list goes, expanding and modernizing public transportation, reducing crime and protecting the public, making housing more affordable, reducing traffic congestion, improving our public schools, protecting the rights of renters, creating jobs and improving wages, or lowering the burden of property taxes.
The schools. How many more of these we got? I don't have all day.
Well, we are about 50% done, so we are going pretty well.
Well, I tell you what, I've given you my 50%. You can ask somebody else my other 50% because I've already been on here for 5 minutes, and I don't have 5 more minutes. I'm getting ready to eat dinner. Thank you.